Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Lump, who tags McCraw trying to catch an extra base. For the out. Ward scores. Hansen scores. Nicholson moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Demeter moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to third. Hershberger throws the ball into Ward, who tags Thomas for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demeter strikes out. 1 out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Roark pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. Nicholson moves to third. 2 outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nicholson scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Peters moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Peters moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.